About 30 women and a few men picketed the Moscone Center shortly after noon, holding up signs saying such things as, "We're more than bones and breasts," "Love your body through thick and thin," and "Portray us as we really are, intelligent, gutsy, and caring." Now National President Patricia Ireland said that her organization's objections to the National Association of Broadcasters goes beyond sexist imagery in the media.
"We reject stereotypical and sexual exploitative images of women and girls.
Yeah.
And we certainly reject NAB's campaign to prevent independent voices from being heard on the radio. And in addition, we reject their successful efforts in Washington to block campaign finance reform and to block any kind of restrictions on alcohol and tobacco advertising."
Helen Grieco, president of California Now, provided some rather lurid descriptions of sexist radio in California.
"We have this radio host, so to speak, down in Southern California, Tom Likas. It's 100.7. This is a man that gets on the radio and advocates the following. He thinks that men should look at a ratio that the prettier the woman and the lower her self-esteem, well, that's the woman you should go out with. You should pick women that are sexual abuse survivors because they put out more. That the radio doesn't care about politics because women don't really care about politics. And if you work in an office with a woman, well, men have to pick up the slack. That's what's being heard on the radio waves, and you know this guy's popular. Rick Chase, 105.5, KZZO. He's always doing various ethnic slurs, and he solicits for nude photos of his female listeners. Then you have another Sacramento station, 106.5. They had the more or less breast contest. That's women, and this is very sad that this advertising industry has really gotten to many of us, that they're sending in pictures of their bare chests to be voted on by the male DJs. And if they're not the right shape, the prize, they'll pay for reshaping. And if they're too small, they're paid for silicone. And it's these men deciding what the perfect breast is, and these women are going under the knife because they're listening to American radio."
Grieco also attacked the homophobia of popular talk show host Dr. Laura, who has been honored by the National Association of Broadcasters.
"Here's a woman who 5 years ago had a conversion into Orthodox Judaism because she was watching a television show on the Holocaust. And when they were showing the Nazi footage of killing mothers, pregnant mothers, with their babies and tossing them into pits, she had to sit there and her son said, 'Who is that, Mommy?' And she said, 'Those are our people.' And this created such a crisis of conscience for this woman that she launched into a religious conversion. Now, what doesn't this woman get? Saying that lesbian gays are biological defects. Is that not what Hitler tried to use and did so almost so successfully? That's eugenics. Dr. Laura is dangerous. She's a dangerous woman, and she needs to get off the airwaves."
Brandi Johnson, a 22-year-old African-American woman, was among the demonstrators. She is dissatisfied with the way African-American women are portrayed on television.
"There are lots of TV shows where women of color are not portrayed at all. It's almost as if they don't exist. And then when women of color are portrayed, they are of quote-unquote ghetto fashion from the projects. They sleep around a lot, they have a lot of kids, or they're not married at all. Just the whole basic stereotype of single mother with a lot of kids, no man around to help her out. And that's not true of all women of color."
Jennifer Manley, age 21, is a graphic designer. She has had to choose between earning a living and creating offensive advertising images of women.
"It happens all the time, and it's kind of a hard choice. You know, if I really disagree with it, I won't do it. I would pass it on to one of my colleagues."
What exactly have you been asked to do that you felt uncomfortable with?
A lot of it, it has to do with, like, alcohol. You know, portraying, scantily clad women, you know what I mean, with, like, you know, a bottle of, like, you know, tequila or beer, you know, in between their legs. You know what I mean? Something that, it's presenting the message that, you know, if you drink this beer or whatever like that, you'd be more attracted to women, or, you know, women, you know, women and alcohol naturally come together, you know what I mean? It's just a bad message.
Have you ever actually had a situation where you've turned a job over to a colleague?
Yes, I have, I've lost a job or working for a certain company because I refused to do an ad, you know, a campaign ad, because I had to do for, like, clothing. And so, and, you know, and the way that the models that they were using and what they wanted, like, messages that they wanted me to put down, I didn't agree with it. So, yeah, you know, I lost a client that way.
Now urges people interested in media activism to contact the Campaign for Positive Media at www.positivemedia.org. The campaign, based in Tiburon, California, is largely woman-led. The goal of the campaign is to create a national coalition for media reform. Again, that's www.positivemedia.org. For Wings, I'm Kelly O'Romaris in San Francisco.